Guten Nachmittag miteinander, hier ist der Manuel am Mikrofon und jetzt am Telefon bin ich verbunden mit Maria Julia, einer Friedensfrau aus Buenos Aires. Sie wird uns jetzt ein bisschen erzählen, was sie genau macht und was ihre aktuellen Projekte sind. Can you tell us a bit about yourself first? How long have you been a peace woman?
My name is Maria Julia Moreira. I am Argentinian. I am a lawyer and I am a magister in international relations. I have been working for peace women across the globe since 2008. I began working with the former coordinator of the organization, Nora Franco, who passed away in 2010. And after that, the president of Peace Women Across the Globe asked me if I want to be coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, except Brazil, because as Brazil is a huge country, it has its own coordinator and office. So I have been working for some years and very happy because it's very important, the work of peace women across the globe.
And what is the current project you're working on?
Well, we have several projects. At present, we pay a lot of attention about human trafficking because it's a very serious topic. Particularly, the main victims are women and children. And unfortunately, in Latin America, we have high rates of victims. We give advice to government. We organize workshops with the civil society. Well, these are our main projects. We also have, on October 17 this year, a peace table in Ocotal. Ocotal is a town in Nicaragua. Three peace women from Nicaragua attended it. Also a professor of international law from Uruguay. So it was very international because, well, Argentina, Uruguay, Nicaragua were represented. And it was very successful because after the peace tables, we made a demonstration in the streets of Ocotal, where all the people who participate claimed for democracy. And they have elections in the following days, but there is only one party, so there is no opposition, and people feel very disappointed.
What would you say is the most pressing issues that need to be solved in Buenos Aires or Nicaragua or maybe South America in general?
We are a feminist organization. And we pay attention to women's rights. And in Latin America, in general, there are a lot of femicides, domestic violence, human trafficking. So the NGOs and the government are working hard in order to prevent and to train people in order to avoid to be victims of these crimes, particularly human trafficking. Human trafficking at present is one of the main topics at the agenda of international community and of the state. So it's a very big issue.
Do you get any support from the government or do you feel you don't get any help?
Well, for instance, in Argentina, the government has its own institution. They work in order to prevent the crime. Sometimes we could organize with them some seminars where we could give our testimony. We have the possibility to train people in this topic, but as you know, the cooperation, not only of the government, but also of the international cooperation, is extremely difficult, particularly in Latin America.
Do you feel that you achieved a lot of improvement over the years, or do you feel you're not getting anywhere, or does it get better?
We have had important achievements. The resolution 1325 of the Security Council about women, peace and security. Well, the idea is that the government of all over the world implemented the resolution at the national level. In Argentina, Peace Women Across the Globe was one of the organizations which were invited in order to make a draft of the national plan. Unfortunately, the national plan was approved last year. We are the second country in Latin America in order to implement the norms of the resolution in our national legislation. The first country was Chile, and then Argentina. We worked with other organizations, and we really could help victims of domestic violence in order to have a better life. We could show the two exhibitions, 1,000 Feet Women Across the Globe and No Women, No Peace, in most of Latin American countries. We had a very close relationship with most of the peace women of Latin America and the Caribbean. We could organize two peace tables. Unfortunately, we don't have enough funds in order to go on with all the activities we have in mind.
Thank you very much for the interview, Maria. And we wish you all the best and good luck with the work that you do.
Well, thank you very much for giving us this space in order to talk about Latin America and the Caribbean.
Thanks very much and have a nice day.